Good afternoon. The regional news presented by Kelly Eben. On to our top stories. Some youths in the Central Region have taken upon themselves this long holiday to voluntarily get rid of waste in infiltrating major streets in the nation's capital. We shall take you to the Cameroon's economic capital, Douala, where real estate brokers are reportedly making brisk business in the activity that enables them make ends meet. A development of this and more right ahead. Some youths in Yaoundé have organized themselves into groups to voluntarily collect and get rid of waste in some major neighborhoods. Most of them say this exercise will greatly contribute in keeping a clean and greener environment at a time when the presence of maize, plums and pear fruits have greatly increased the amount of waste on the streets. Lekiate Gechut Asongazi of CRTV Center tells us about how this activity is taking place.
If you take a walk on the streets and neighborhoods in Yaoundé and other towns of the Central Region, what you will spot is the use of plastics littered everywhere. Bottles and diapers are carried by runoff and deposited in front of residential areas and major road junctions. Environmentalists like Derry Tanto have been lamenting that the frequent use and poor disposal of plastics by inhabitants of the Central Region is very detrimental to human health and the environment.
These non-biodegradable plastics, first of all, they hold humidity and they serve as breeding ground for some insect vectors like the mosquito. The plastic collects water where the eggs are laid and they hatch to increase the mosquito population. These hydrocarbon products are products that should not be exposed to heat. And when we tie hot food into these plastics, we have the transfer of these toxic elements from the plastics into the food we consume, thereby provoking bioaccumulation of toxic.
He further expatiates that plastics are also largely responsible for the flooding noticed in Yaoundé and most parts of the Central Region and the country as a whole.
These plastics too found in our water bodies, they tend to clog our water bodies and would influence the rate of flooding. And once they are cleared, the water body goes down to its normal course.
Environmentalists in the Central Region have appealed to the council authorities who have been tasked with the responsibility of collecting plastic waste in the communities to step up efforts in a bid to foster a clean and safe environment. Lekiate Gertrude Asongazi, Regional News Center.
Parents in the Northwest say it is hard to provide enough food for their children during the holiday. To make ends meet, some parents have resorted to purchasing cheaper food items in an effort to better manage their household budget and ensure the children have enough to eat. Fela Kezia Fonja reports on this issue for the regional news.
Purchasing food items in bulk is one of the ways some parents in Bamenda intend to minimize cost and provide food for their homes during this holiday period.
As a parent, buy in bulk, buy at wholesale prices. Everything, rice, Irish potatoes, oil, buying in bulk makes things cheaper. This way, one is able to take care of the entire family.
Many also think strategizing on the kind of dishes that can be sufficient for all the children will help them better deal with the situation.
We become considerate and economical in our expenses in preparing our dishes. For example, we can get enough corn and we prepare pap that is easy to have for breakfast, have some flour to do pop-off, whereby we can use the pap with pop-off for breakfast and it makes it easier. Which are nice and classy, but yet economical.
Others are grateful for the abundance of some affordable agricultural produce in the region that can also be made available for the kids.
Luckily, in the Northwest region, we have maize, corn is getting ready, groundnuts getting ready, and other seasonal foodstuff that are very much available in the market, which is affordable. And so we've gone for affordable options where the children can eat to their fill. After all, it's the holiday time.
Despite being an obligation on the part of the parents to ensure these children feed properly, some think kids shouldn't be overfed.
We also try to ensure that they don't get to eat so much food that they can have constipation. I think that in as much as they should eat to their fill, we should also avoid that become glutinous, such that it affects them when they go back to school. And I also try to ensure that they have a balanced diet because it's important for child growth.
Providing food for children during the holiday remains a necessity the parents must live up to. For the regional news in Bamenda, I am Fela Kezia Fonja.
We move over to Ebolova, where the number of pupils and students enrolled for this year's holiday classes has witnessed an increase. While some parents say it is to keep their children busy, others believe it helps in keeping their memories awake for the upcoming school year. Silas Quine reports.
It's the holidays, but that Abraham Meva can neither read nor speak English. His parents have opted for an intensive English program at the Bolova Linguistic Center. I am at the language center to learn and to be able to improve my English. Just weeks into this year's school holidays, parents are in a rush for vacation classes. Joseph Dolo and Orian Bindang. My children have already registered, but they will start next week. This will enable them to keep their memory awake before school starts. At the start of the new school year, they are often lost. I have decided to send them so that they don't forget the notion of school. A good number of institutions in Ebolova have opened their doors to pupils and students for classes this year, with the English language being the most sought after. Afanu Darrell is a teacher.
We mostly welcome French-speaking students, and they have so many difficulties in learning English, and what we do is trying to be innovative in the way we teach them.
The holiday season is too long, and the mad rush for classes here is only just beginning. Silas Nkwine, CRTV News.
The search for 8-year-old Joel Fokam, who was swept away by floodwaters in the Famlan neighborhood of Bafusam during heavy rains on Sunday, has been temporarily suspended. Elements of the 502nd Fire Fighting Brigade in Bafusam called off the two-day search efforts on Tuesday evening after failing to locate the missing child. Our West Regional Correspondent Isaac Ngonkum has more details in this report.
Consternation and deep sorrow at the Famla 2 neighborhood in the city of Bafusam, Mifi Division of the West Region, following the disappearance of 8-year-old Joel Fokam last Sunday after a heavy downpour in the city. Many are still dumbfounded after 3 days of combing the neighborhood. According to the mother of the missing child, Habiba Bicheke, Joel was carried away to an unknown destination by a pool of water after a heavy downpour as he went out of the house to pick his slippers. That's when doom struck, and ever since that moment, all efforts to find the boy, dead or alive, have turned out futile. Elements of the 502 Firefighting Brigade Company of Bafusam, led by Lieutenant Colonel Atangana Shal, after searching for the missing child for about 3 days unsuccessfully, have temporarily suspended the search, hoping for a new perspective. Hopefully, he will be found and restored to his inconsolable family and neighbors. With the return of heavy and prolonged rainfall in the West Regional Capital, parents and guardians are called upon to be more vigilant this holiday period, as meteorologists warn, this is just the beginning. Isaac Ngonkum, CRTV News, Bafusam.
On to one of our top stories. Real estate brokers are reportedly doing a brisk business in Cameroon's economic capital, Douala, where it is a Herculean task to get a house for rent. One of them is Eric Ewang, aged 47, who has a rich database of houses for rent in Douala and uses his phone to link prospective tenants to landlords. Cynthia Etim tells the story in this report.
From his base in Ancien Route Bonaberry, Eric Ewang, 47, has become an incontrovertible actor in the housing demand and supply chain. His cell phone barely rests.
But the apartment, I told you the price because that apartment is very expensive.
His personal bike is part of the capital, his source of mobility. When clients come knocking, off he goes to show the available apartments.
We take an appointment, we meet a landlord, we discuss. If they agree according to the price, after paying a landlord, maybe you pay my commission.
He uses a plethora of communication platforms to attract customers in and out of Douala.
The strategy, we have many. We have internet, you have those placards that we have put chain along the way. Everywhere Douala Yaoundé, I'm working there.
Jeopardizing his image as an intermediary between clients and landlords is far from being his goal.
The most important is to be serious, honest. That's why I have many, many clients. People are contacting me everywhere because when they contact me, 90-95% they will be satisfied.
Eric Ewang, who tackles his work with professionalism, has been in the real estate broker business for 15 years now. He attests not all days are rosy in the business. However, he manages to put food on the table for his family. Cynthia Etim, Douala.
And that brings us to the end of the regional news. But before we go, a reminder of our top stories. Some youths in the center region have taken upon themselves this long holiday to voluntarily get rid of waste infiltrating major streets in the nation's capital. We also took you to the economic capital, Douala, where real estate brokers are reportedly making brisk business in the activity which enables them make ends meet. My name is Kelly Eben. Thanks for listening.